My next guest here is a longtime friend. He is an amazing, prolific musician from the state of Minnesota. Plays all sorts of guitars, bass, keyboards, drums, and sings great. I'm always guaranteed, I don't know if he's done it every year, but just about every year that I've known him has sent me CDs. He's recording all the time, and he has a great new album out. It's called Wisdom. We'll let you know where you can buy it or download the tracks. Without further delay, I welcome to Musicians Reveal, Ray Gilman. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, it looks like, do you record? It looks like I see some kind of mixer in the background there.
Yeah, I'm in my home studio. Pretty much okay. What I do in my spare time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I almost do one album a year, but if I'm playing live a lot, I don't get as much chance. But
yeah,
with the COVID and everything.
You do a lot more than a lot of musicians as far as putting out great songs, you know, on a consistent basis. So you're to be commended on that.
Thank you.
Now, Wisdom was released in the beginning of the year. And how did the songs take fruit? I mean, basically, how do you build a track? Or is it different every time?
I get it in my head. And, you know, sometimes I start on keyboards or guitar and write it. And then I lay out the drums and then a guitar, rhythm guitar or a keyboard, add bass. But there are some songs where I've wrote on the bass, but it usually starts with the drums and I build it up from there and then do the vocals. And I put the lead guitar on last now, just work so I know where to put it, you know, in between the spaces and that. So that's kind of how I do it, one instrument at a time.
What would you consider your top echelon instrument?
Oh, guitar, definitely.
Guitar. Oh, yeah.
Lead guitar, yeah.
Now, you play a lot of different guitars. I noticed different acoustic guitars on this record and electric. And I had a question because I've only had a guest perform when we were at WVOF in the studio, an acoustic 12-string guitar. Is that more difficult to play? And what does it add to your sound, a 12-string acoustic?
It has a unique sound, I think. I've had one since I bought one out of the Ward's catalog when I was in high school. So I've always played 12 string.
Right.
And a lot of times I bring it to my live solo shows. So I'll do a mixture of acoustic and electric. But the 12 string has been a staple with me for years and years. And I've had I had an old Ovation 12 string for many years, but it fell off the stand and broke the headstock off. Catastrophic. So I got a newer Ovation back.
Are there 12 string electric guitars? Are they?
Yes, I've had one before, but I didn't really have much of a use for it. But yes, there are 12 string electrics. Like Jimmy Page has the double neck, you know, and he plays it live. But
yeah,
I prefer the acoustic 12 string.
Right. Now, Wisdom. Let's get the official count on the Ray Gilman release discography. What number is it in the collection?
19 or 20. I'm starting to lose track.
Well, you got a goal to shoot for, 25, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
21.
21, yeah, that's right.
All that matters. Yeah.
Now, Wisdom, a lot of thought, I'm sure, goes into the lyrics and the feel to a record. Wisdom... How did you approach some of the songs as far as lyrical content?
Well, you know, as you get older, you learn from your mistakes, or you're supposed to anyway.
Yeah,
and
I've
learned a lot of lessons the hard way, you know, in life and with music over the years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the state of affairs with the world and everything, you know, you have to reflect on that sometimes, you know, and you know, that usually that starts out, I'll write a couple of songs that doesn't really have a theme, but as it builds, and I'll see a theme developing with the songs. So, you know, Wisdom became the theme because of the title song, the first track. Right. Anyway.
And you've got a powerhouse voice on your songs. Do you lay, how many vocal tracks do you lay on different songs?
It depends. You know, sometimes up to 6 or 8. Anywhere from 2 to 6 or 8.
Right.
These are the days. There's just a harmony, you know, a lower and a higher harmony in there. That's the only tracks I put on there.
Right, but, right.
I have kind of a weird voice. People say
Go ahead.
They say it's a cross between Ozzy and John Fogerty. So.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna. That was my next question. I said, "Did you grow up a Black Sabbath fan?"
Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, of course.
Oh, yeah,
it was the music that drove our parents crazy, you know. So then I evolved from there to like everything, pretty much, you know.
Yeah, talking about you grew up in Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Okay. As far as radio, yeah, go ahead.
Actually, from the east side of St. Paul. St. Paul's rocking east side, they call it. I'm in the southeast metro, and there's been quite a good music scene down here over the years. You know, we've had a lot of good musicians come out of this area too, as well as Minneapolis.
Now, St. Paul, is the Dakota Jazz in St. Paul?
That's in Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis. Okay. I know the Petersons. I don't know if they had that club or some other club, but yeah.
Yeah. They used to have the Artist Quarter in downtown St. Paul, Lower Town. And I lived downtown at the time. I used to walk over to the Artist Quarter and hear jazz all the time. It was really great.
Oh, the Artist Quarter isn't there anymore?
No, they closed it, I believe.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen that, in the past I've seen advertisements for it.
So. I believe it's not in the same place anyway that it was. It was like right across the street from where I live. So it was great. Okay.
right. Oh, yeah. As a musician, just to go over there and play. Let's talk about listening to music on the radio back when you were growing up in Minnesota and what got you into playing the guitar. What kind of shows and music were they playing back then?
Well, you know, the AM radio or rock radio at the time, you would hear a song by Led Zeppelin, and then you'd hear Seals and Crofts, then you'd hear Motown. It wasn't so genre specific. Right. It was just pretty much called rock and roll. So I listened to everything. And my dad, he listened to rock music and soul and stuff like that. And my uncle turned me on to the Beatles when I was a little kid. So when he'd go to school, he'd let me play all his Beatles records over and over.
Wow.
So I'd sit and pretty much memorize all the lyrics and everything to the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And then I got into Creedence Clearwater Revival was probably the first band I really got into. And of course, Grand Funk Railroad was my first concert. And I think Uriah Heep. And then it was, you know, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, all of those artists. And then I got into blues, probably from the English artists, you know, that were giving it back to us, to America. And we're, these blues artists like Muddy Waters, things like that, you know. So that's the English musicians actually turned me on to blues.
who were some of your favorite British musicians?
Musicians? I like Muddy Waters as far as blues goes. Mm-hmm. It always puts me in a good mood. I like John Mayall. A lot. Okay. And he's got an album called Along for the Ride where he's got a different guitarist on every track of the blues genre. It's really good.
Yeah.
You know, I always like Todd Rundgren. Some of the artists that do everything themselves, kind of like what I'm doing, Todd Rundgren and Prince. You know, there's so many. It's really hard to. I like Peter Gabriel a lot. I just saw him.
Really? Where'd you see him?
He was at XL Energy Center in St. Paul.
Okay.
Phenomenal show. I mean, he hasn't lost anything. You know, he sounded great. You know, some of the hard rock bands, I'll throw on some Weather Report, some jazz every once in a while, depending on what mood I'm in.
Right.
Here's some Black Sabbath if I'm cleaning the house. I want to really get pumped up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely does. You can get the blood pressure going there and get in a good mood with Black Sabbath. Definitely.
Pink Floyd, you know, Dave Gilmour. Yeah. I really like his guitar playing a lot.
Now, Minnesota is such a rich tradition of music, and you're carrying along with your sound. And, of course, you know, the R&B and funk and rock with Prince and his camp. What is the feeling with musicians out there? Are there, as far as playing live, I know we'll go over some of the gigs that you've got coming up and what you recently played, but how is the live scene out in Twin Cities or around for where you live?
It's pretty good. I think there's a lot of specialty, like tribute bands and things like that seems to be popular. It wasn't, you know, when I broke into playing, I'd play like four or five nights a week. but right. It's down, you know, for a couple of nights a week at a club or one night a week. So it's definitely less, probably because everybody's at home staring at their phones and everything.
That's probably, you know, true.
But yeah, it's still there. And now in the summer, we'll have a lot of outdoor concerts and festivals and things going on. And so summertime's always real good here.
Yeah, and I saw an advertisement for, I think it's a 2-day festival, Taste of Minnesota, is it called?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's coming up.
So, yeah, I've attended that many times, seen a lot of great artists there over the years. Right.
Yeah, Ray Gilman is with us. And speaking of gigs, I believe you had one a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you play at?
That was just right down the road from my house at the Broadway Bar and Grill. Okay. One of my good friend, Ray Ellison, owns it. And it's in St. Paul Park, Minnesota, which borders Cottage Grove, where I live.
Okay.
So the towns kind of go St. Paul, Newport, St. Paul Park, Cottage Grove, and then there's Hastings, south along the Mississippi River. So okay. we're kind of the southeast metro down here.
Now but, when you play at the club there, do you play solo or you play with a trio?
I played solo, and okay. I have backing tracks I construct, you know, on my right. my computer, you know, and stuff from my setup behind me. A mixture of covers and originals, everything from Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Peter Gabriel, Pink Floyd, you know, all kinds of things like that, you know, that I can't even think of all of them now. But then I mix my own songs in with it,
okay.
and promote my CD. So I always play my own songs at my gigs, too.
And you'll be signing and selling CDs right after, at the end of the set, right? Yeah.
Yes, I had a person, Candace, that brought the tip bucket around and was selling my CDs. So
she
did a very nice job the other day.
Yeah. I mean, you have to with, you know, the way the music is set up and you're an independent artist. So,
yes,
you know, you're out gigging, which is really good. And bring that extra money.
I play with a band sometimes or do dual gigs, do other projects.
Right.
You know, like the, Will Hale and the Tadpole Parade that does children's rock concerts.
Yeah,
for kids.
I saw that. Yeah, on RayGilman.com. We'll put the link up there for you.
I have a bunch of outdoor gigs with Will Hale this summer, and it's really nice to get kids interested in music, and it's interactive. Right. Will's been making his living at it for 30 years, so he's really got a talent for that. You know,
how is it difficult with kids and their energy and?
No, it's great.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
I really enjoy it. You know.
Right. Yeah, I was just saying because I used to DJ parties, private parties, and stuff like that, and I DJed a lot of birthday parties for kids, and I always say 2 hours felt like 12 hours because a lot of the times the parents would just say, "Okay, we're gonna go upstairs." One time they say, "We're gonna go upstairs and drink wine." If you have to correct them, go right ahead. I'm like,
"Whoa." Yeah, the last one we did was at the Minnesota Children's Museum. And that was a really well organized gig. They had a lot of security there and the kids really behaved well.
Right. You know,
so that was nice.
I just picked the wrong parties to DJ, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I leave that gig up to Will and I just worry about Ray Gilman gigs. I have over Memorial Day weekend in Hastings, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It's right on the Mississippi River.
There's an
American Legion Club, but they have a really nice patio right on the river, overlooking the river. And I've set several gigs up there this summer. And I really like it there. It's got a nice vibe and, you know, they treat me very well, everything. So that I have a bunch of those coming up this summer.
Yeah. I mean, you got a nice, and I mean, it's beautiful. I've only been there once. I got accepted to go to University of Minnesota and I went out there and I think I was just going out there to be in the Minnesota music scene.
Sure.
It was like 85. And I went out there. Me and my brother flew. I think we had relatives in, is it Burnsville?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we stayed there and then we went to First Avenue, but the school was on like spring break. So I guess I wasn't serious about the school, but it was,
I remember it was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really, really nice area there. So. Yeah,
we've had a warmer than usual winter, which I'm enjoying. It's like 50 degrees today.
Yeah, and,
we have no snow on the ground, which is
unusual. Same here. We're upstate New York, like 3 hours from Canada, and
two
winters have been great.
But that could change.
Yeah, yeah.
pounded all of a sudden one day, you know.
Yeah, my wife's from Montreal, so she's like, it's only March.
She's used to it.
Yeah, she's used to it, yeah. So let's talk. We're on the theme of children and getting involved with entertaining with them. Your beautiful granddaughter was on your record and singing and on the title track of the previous record, right?
Feel the Driving Rain.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The first track from right. Think for Yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, she was, I was in my studio and she came in one day, Papa, can I sing with you? So, all right, I set up a mic and told her what to do and she did it, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
How is did she want to get on this last record?
No, she's been very busy and she's taking flute at school. She's 10 now and she has all of her friends, so she's busy doing all of her kid things. And she does traditional Mexican dancing at a church on St. Paul's West Side, which they have a really nice church where she does it in, and they have all the outfits. So I've got to watch her last recital. It's pretty cool. So she's been really busy with all of that. But, you know, when she's around, she's got keyboard, guitar, flute. Wow. She has all the instruments. Let's put it
and only 10 years old. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as far as the rest of the family, do you have musicians that throughout your family and siblings?
Yeah, my son Brian played with my band Gilman's Crossing for a solid 10 years. We did some albums, you know, and we did Gilman's Crossing was 18 years and over 1,000 gigs. And then Brian left. Yeah. He's a hockey dad now. So he's got a boy. My grandkids are into hockey. So he's taking them all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, so over the years, I replaced different musicians till finally. One time I said, you know, I'm just going to do it on my own for a while, which I've always done a solo gig since the 90s in between my bands and stuff to make extra money. So now that's pretty much my main thing. Unless, you know, somebody else wants to collaborate. It's kind of hard to find people that really want to commit to that and an original music project. And I don't want to be in an all cover project or a tribute project.
Right.
You know, it's time consuming and I enjoy mostly the creative aspect of it.
Yeah. Nothing beats like playing like you mentioned before, you play some covers, but you know, you play your own music. I'm sure nothing feels better than a crowd really vibing to your own music.
Yeah. And when they request my songs.
Yeah.
My songs too. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And some people say, I like your songs better than the covers you're playing.
Oh yeah. That's a great feeling.
Sure.
Yeah. So Ray Gilman's latest CD is called Wisdom, and the 19th or 20th, we'll give you the 20th, you know, because, you know, that sounds better. I'm sure it could be the 20th. Yeah. Now, the best place for people to order the CD or download MP3s, where should they head?
You could go to raygilman.com and there's a link. There's a Ray Gilman Here Now is a site that has all the links on it. They can order a physical CD from me, but it's on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Deezer. It's on all the digital platforms.
Right.
So, and on PayPal, but yeah, you can order one right from me using PayPal from raygilman.com.
Right. So no excuses. Just click on the link, your preferred vendor for music and Wisdom, Ray Gilman. You're getting a lot of great press on this new record right out of the box. I mean, it's only been out for just about 2 months. Recently, the UK did a write-up on you. Talk about the press, the positive press you've been getting.
Yeah, they've been pretty kind to me over there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm pretty grateful for that. They've... Power Play magazine and, you know, in different countries over there have played my music quite a bit, France and Spain. And I've always got good response over there. I think that they like rock and roll a lot over there probably because I'm influenced by a lot of artists there. I guess they hear that in my music.
So did you have a favorite Beatle growing up?
It's gotta be George or John, you know, I like, okay. I like George as an underrated guitar player, really.
You know? Yeah, yeah, you would know playing the guitar, yeah.
Yeah, I do While My Guitar Gently Weeps at my shows.
Wow.
Dude, that always goes over good, you know.
Right, right. Nice slow jam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. In high school, you talked about the Beatles growing up. When I was in high school, our school would do something called the mini break or something during the spring, a whole week off from taking regular classes. And you know, one year I did sports reporting and we went out to the hockey rink and some of the Ron Duguay, Phil Esposito, Pat Hickey were there and, you know, did a report. But another year I took a Beatles mini course the whole week on nice. The Beatles. That was great. You know, watching all the movies and discussing the music and yeah.
Yeah, when I was in junior high school, we had a music teacher, Mr. Holtz, who had one whole unit on the Beatles.
Oh, was, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed that. Yeah. You know, that was gravy there, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. No way to fail that class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you recommend to people out there, young musicians, you know, getting involved? How, as a young musician today, what would you kind of give your mentorship to young people on getting involved in music?
Well, you know, get your instrument. There's a lot of resources on YouTube now on how to play, mm-hmm. which, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have that. We had a record player and then you had to take the needle and move it, you know, and then try to copy it. So there's really is a lot of excellent resources for players. You know, that's why you're seeing a lot of young kids like ripping off Stevie Ray Vaughan licks, right. You know, and that. So it's kind of exciting, you know, that's, real music isn't dead. You know, there's quite a bit of it out there that just, you just have to find it. You know, you see some of these young kids that are just mind blowing how good they are.
Right. Yeah. But, oh yes. Yeah, I saw some kid from Australia. I think he had like dreadlocks or he could play like a blues style.
Yeah. You know, I'd say stay away from drugs for one thing, if you're, you know, and don't get messed up when you go on stage.
Right.
And answer your phone and return messages. That's like a key thing. You know, some of the younger players want booking agents. I don't know how many times they'll call me. Oh, good. Right. At least you answer the phone.
Yeah. They're surprised, right?
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah. It is, you know, but I've got, I don't know how many gigs because someone else didn't answer the phone. So, but don't get messed up where you go on stage. You know, it doesn't make you play any better.
No.
If you want to go to an after party and have a couple beers, that's fine. But, you know, even in my younger years, I always stepped on stage sober, you know, and then there's no excuses for anything, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way.
Just work hard and then you can relax and don't go.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. When I used to drink, I mean, I haven't drank since 1991, but I did a radio show back in the day with a few too many in me. Nah, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
I've played
I've had many a bandmate, you know, and we were younger that took that road. And, you know, a lot of the guys that kept partying they're dead now. You know,
it's a tough industry just being around that and steering clear of that and not falling to the vices. Yeah. Even if you try the vices and not progressing to another level, it's real tough.
I'm sure. Yeah. That's a thing. I mean, I would recommend avoiding it.
Right.
If you're serious about your music.
Right. So RayGilman.com, you can go there and the music, you can get it on all your major distributors for music and also directly from Ray through PayPal, I believe. Now, before we head it off, we got to discuss something we love. We love our sports and I know you're a huge Minnesota fan.
Yeah.
And I got a few Wild players on my fantasy hockey team, which are, I'm in second place, heading up the first. So thanks to those guys on the Wild. Kaprizov and Joel Eriksson.
Oh, yeah, Kaprizov.
Yeah,
Kaprizov's an exciting young player from Russia, you know, and he's our star player.
He was hurt in the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah, he was. In the end of last year,
right,
he was hurt. But, yeah, he's going full force now.
So
and
the
Timberwolves. That's our team.
I know. I'm a Knicks fan, but the Timberwolves, they're doing great. You have season tickets, right?
No, I used to. I can't afford that anymore. Once they get good, they raise the prices, and I can't afford it anymore. You know?
Right. So where do they play?
They play at Target Center in Minneapolis.
Okay. You still
but
get
I've
out
been there
to...
a few times. I went to a few games this year.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I watch a lot of them. I like Carl Anthony Towns. I got a chance to meet him once. He's just a sweetheart of a guy. And, he, you know, he's a 7-foot guy that can shoot three-pointers. You know what I mean? He's an incredible talent. And, you know, the team's, you know, so much better now than they have been in the past. You know, they're up to the towards the top, you know, this year in the Western Conference. And yeah, do the Knicks have Thibodeau for a coach?
Yeah, yeah. He's I mean, I like him, but he's from you guys. Well, what was the feeling towards the end of his tenure with the Timberwolves?
Well, when I had season tickets, he would be patrolling the sidelines. We had a really young team.
Right.
And he was yelling. I could hear him from my seat yelling at him all the time. Thinking, I don't know how these young guys are going to react to being yelled at all the time. I watched a game with the Knicks recently, and he wasn't yelling, so I wonder if they told him to tame it down now, or if he still does that.
He still just paces the sidelines. Yeah, but I don't know how much in the NBA that helps with the players are on autopilot sometimes, but
24/7 basketball for that guy, I think. You know, he was a good coach.
Right.
But I think the Jimmy Butler era didn't go too well here, and I think that was his demise, you know.
Yeah, what do they say? Coaches are hired to be fired, right?
Yeah, we have a good coach now, that Finch. He seems to be – can handle the young players real good. So hopefully they can make a dent in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be there. The Knicks are going to be there as well. They always in the New York papers – they always rumored that Carl Anthony Towns is going to be a Knick every year. Yeah, I know. I mean, you got to.
My wife was gifted a Carl Anthony Towns Rookie of the Year jersey framed from her company she works at. Oh, so I got that hanging on my living room. A signed Carl Anthony Towns Rookie of the Year jersey.
Wow. He only played like 1 year of college, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
He's Kentucky, I think.
Yeah, Kentucky, yep.
Right. So, yeah, they had a lot of players back then, short stints.
And our Vikings.
That seems like a frustrating – I mean, I got friends like yourself and, you know, the Jason Peterson, Dallaire, always – it's almost like you expect something bad to happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, Cousins is a free agent. He might leave, but it might be time to start over with the younger guy, you know, that we can keep for a while. We got Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. He got hurt this year, didn't he?
Yeah. He still got over 1,000 yards. He missed half the games, you know.
So the guy, who's the guy? Josh came in, right? The quarterback.
Josh Dobbs, yeah.
Yeah. I remember he was with the Tennessee Titans. Do you remember they showed his parents in the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, they call him the pastor not because he's a – He interned at NASA. He did a nice job for a couple of games, but considering he didn't get to spend training camp with the team and that, you can't really harp on him too bad. But, you know, he seems like a really nice kid, too. You know, I wish him luck. I hope they keep him, you know, at least for a backup, you know.
Yeah, the Giants had a guy like that. Still have him, DeVito, which was like won a few games and the toast of the town. But Tyrod Taylor came back. Step back in and not the long-term.
I remember that DeVito. He's the guy that had the funny agent or something I heard about.
Straight out of the Sopranos episode.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
Yeah. I think somebody told him, I don't know if it was in the organization, but they said, you got to tone it down a little bit. I mean, he was doing like promo spots on Monday down at an Italian restaurant in New Jersey and he won like only two games. I hope Daniel Jones comes back. I mean, he tore up his knees because the offensive line was pathetic all year. So,
yeah, your quarterback's only as good as your offensive line. You
know? Yeah, that's the way it goes with the Giants. So,
the Vikings have had issues there too, you know, with the offensive line.
Right.
Hopefully, they'll free up a little cap space now.
Yeah. You always have hope, right? You never jump ship like a lot of people do. go ahead.
We say if the Vikings win the Super Bowl, that's a sign of the apocalypse. So.
My dad actually went down to – when they played the Chiefs down in New Orleans, he went to the Super Bowl.
Awesome. Yeah.
So He's a Giants fan. He got me into the Giants, but yeah,
sure.
He used to work for JCPenney's, and I guess they had the hookups for the major events.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Losses on TV, but
that's right, Bud Grant. Yeah,
at yeah, the, he just died.
The, at the Met, right?
Yeah, he was. But yeah, Bud was great. You know, it was recent years. It was 5 below, and when they were playing outside while their new stadium was being built, and he goes out in short sleeves for the coin toss. You know?
Oh, they had some like legendary coaches back then, Landry and Hank Stram. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Those were good times growing up like that.
Yeah, we had Alan Page, who was a defensive tackle. It was MVP of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he became a judge. You know, smart man.
I remember seeing him in a robe.
He was a judge. He just retired not long ago, I think so.
Carl Eller, I remember him.
Yep.
Yeah, Foreman. All the
Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Scrambling Fran, right? He played with the Giants a little bit.
Heard an interview with him, and they said have you talked to Kirk Cousins? And Tarkenton says, yes. He goes, I told him to use his legs more.
Yeah. Well, Cousins, was it a knee as well?
Achilles.
Oh, that's right. The Achilles. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess he's doing okay. But now he's a free agent and wants a ton of money. So we'll see what happens. But I would think he's going to leave now. Oh, I don't think they want to pay that kind of dough out.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if. Well, haven't gone to the next level.
Well, and they have to pay Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
If they want to sell tickets, they won't let him walk, you know?
Right. And every touchdown they play, Prince's Let's Go Crazy still, right?
Yep.
Wow.
And the Timberwolves at the tip-off play When Doves Cry.
Oh, they do? They tip off
at the beginning of the game, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I mean, there's such a tradition of music out there, and I remember they had the Minnesota Music Awards. They probably still do, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Black Music Awards out there. I remember seeing videos online and everything like that. So,
yeah, a lot of stuff going on musically. I've always said because the weather's so bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing to do but practice in the winter, you know.
Yeah, we actually, our show got a nice write-up years ago, and the guy who writes, not John Bream, but Chris, the music critic.
Tribune?
Yeah, it was for the Star Tribune. They gave us a write-up, and also a Minnesota magazine we were featured in there.
Nice.
But Chris, he's got a, I forget his long name. It begins with an R.
Rindleslider.
That's the guy, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
So he was real nice. He gave us a mention that we feature Minneapolis music, and we did,
nice. You
know, we used to do it in March. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
I gotta make it out there.
That
Yeah. We're not gonna change that. We don't live in Minneapolis, but you know, we feel connected deeply. So yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, Ray Gilman, man. It's been a great time catching up with you, seeing you. I know we've done radio interviews and stuff like that, but you know, nothing beats the face-to-face, and congratulations on the new record and Wisdom.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you're probably, when you get the itchy finger to get working on the next one?
Well, as you can see, there's tracks on the machine in back of me. So it's already started.
Okay. Right. So album number 21. Or 20, yeah. Just around the corner.
Yeah, I just, if I get an idea, I come downstairs. Sometimes I actually dream songs, you know, I try to come down and remember it.
Right.
You know,
hey, you've got that added convenience, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's always going through my head 24/7.
Right. Yeah. A blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned to just go with it, you know.
Yeah. So thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. And you can go to raygilman.com if you're in the Minnesota area where Ray's playing. Please go to support his gigs. Live music. He'll be playing all spring and summer. And thanks a lot, Ray.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe.
You got it.
Take care.